Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports.com radio show. This is a Tuesday night edition. Larry Bluestein, Tito Banash, as we take you until 9 o'clock. Thank you so much to Jason Jenkins from the Miami Dolphins, the Senior Vice President of Communications and Community Affairs, and a Texas Tech grad, and on his birthday, and he spent some time with us this evening, and we thank him so much for doing so. As we said, last regular season week, and this is usually the week where a lot of these teams that didn't make the playoffs get their last chance and then maybe shoot into other sports or whatever they do. But for one program, what a surprise, surprise. I guess maybe not to them, but Hialeah has been as impressive as you can get this year. 8-1, T-Breads. I know there's a lot of fans out there listening. Our own Vic Bermudez. Big O, highly faithful, certainly watching the T-Breads, and they are really good. They'll be a 3 seed when the playoffs start next week. One of the catalysts, a junior quarterback who is in there for the first year, Riley Aguila. He joins us this evening. Riley, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations so far.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Anytime. Anytime. You know, we had you last year as a young guy. You've matured quite a bit, changed schools, got bigger, got wiser, matured a lot. Talk about the experience and what it's like to be 8-1.
I mean, it's always good to win, Larry. I've always been a winner all my life. I've always been taught to put my team in a situation to win and just get better as a unit and pass each by week, winning and getting better.
But Riley, this is a young team. I mean, this is a team that a lot of people didn't expect to do this until next year. You know, with a lot of the kids that were brought in from some of the youth leagues in the 22 class as freshmen and the 21 class as sophomore, this was something that Coach Sanchez maybe said next year would happen, but wow, things fell into place. After losing to Gulf Coast and Naples, you guys rebounded and got better and better and better. Talk about that and what it feels like to have kind of earned your way into this playoff.
I mean, we did have kind of a rush start, and it was good for us to lose that one game because it gave us a taste of losing. It's far from victory, and it hurts. So as a team, we got together, and we grinded together, played hard together. We fought for each other. The next week, the weeks after that, we showed everybody in Florida who we are.
Yep.
And you can't judge a book by its cover. Yeah, we have a lot of young kids on our team, but they're tough. And these teams went out there on the field thinking they were going to beat us, and we showed up and played football. Yeah.
And won a district title, which is also something really good. I mean, something to hold, you know, hold close to you forever. I mean, no one could ever take away that you're district champions. What did that feel like, beating a North Miami team that probably came in as a favorite at the beginning of the year? Yeah, but they obviously, defensively, they were good but lost a lot of offense. What did that feel like, you know, winning that district title last week and knowing that, you know, now you have the respect?
Winning a district title, I mean, it hasn't been done in 15 years for Hialeah, so I'm glad me and my team came together to win that victory against North Miami. And us as a team, we made history. I mean, There's nothing else we can say about that.
No doubt. Riley Aguila joining us, junior quarterback Hialeah. Not only that, like you said, you've been around this game pretty much all your young life. Talk about how you've come to this point. I mean, here you are now. A lot of the colleges are starting to look at you. I mean, last year, you lead of all of South Florida in passing. So you you've done that. You've been there, done that before, and you've handled it well. What about this? Now, coming in the next week, it's like you said, it's the first playoff game in 15 years for the school. A lot of people are going to be anxious. A lot of people are going to be on hand. I know you're looking forward to that. What's that going to be like for you next week?
Next week, we need to come together as a team, lift, get our minds right for the week coming up. And right now, we're not worrying about playoffs. We're worrying about the week in front of us. After we beat them, then we'll focus on the playoff week coming up, and then we'll get busy.
Kind of got to take this all in.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. And also, you have an opportunity, like I said, to get the student body behind you. How have the, you know, the administration, how the teachers, how the students kind of, they have to be really receptive with this because, I mean, they have, like you said, they haven't won in a while. How's it been around school?
It's been great. Teachers and the students are starting to come out, starting to support the football team. There's been a lot of spirit this year. They're doing a lot for us, pep rallies after pep rallies, raising money for our football team, building up our locker room. It's been a lot. It's been great.
So obviously now college coaches are taking a look. I mean, what are you looking at in a school? I know that you love football and you love the classroom. You did real well last year as well. Talk about what you're looking for in a college.
The best opportunity for me, Larry. I mean, obviously, I want to go D1, and I feel like anywhere I can go, I can win.
Yeah.
And that's just who I am. Nobody can take that from me. I'm going to win. I'm going to work my ass off harder than anybody else and beat out anybody else who's there in front of me. It doesn't matter who you are, where you came from. I feel like I'm the best, and you have to prove to me that I'm not.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Riley, I appreciate you taking the time. Best of luck next week. Obviously, you have your closing game this week and finish 9-1. That's got to be one of the best records that this program has had in years and years and years. And I know that it's been a lot of hard work. Coach Sanchez and the coaching staff put a lot into it, as well as the players. Riley, thanks so much for stopping in. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Larry. Have a good day.
Good stuff. Riley Aguila.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.